back. Hour number two. Madeline Gerwick is with us this hour, and we're going to stay over the next hour with Madeline and open the phones so you can call in and chime in about the Mike Flynn issue, President Trump, whatever you'd like to talk about, and also talk to Madeline. So we'll do that in our next hour after this one. Well, it's been quite a wind-up to a very hectic, crazy week. Kim fired off his new ICBM, quite an accomplishment, a big rocket. And so the little rocket man made a big noise this week. But all that's gone now, blown away by today's events. So let's find out what Madeline has to say about that. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Tired.
Tired. Yeah, I bet. It's
what a workout. I didn't have time today to do the normal four-hour news editing for the site. I had just things were coming too fast.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is crazy. And actually, what we're watching now, both with the Rocket Man's Big Rocket and the Flynn story, are actually the energies that are peaking this week. Today peaked the energy of Mars opposite Uranus, which is a volatile, explosive energy. So that is sometimes you see political explosions. Sometimes you see actual physical explosions, like with the missile that North Korea put up. And sometimes you see other emotional explosions. So we probably have had a lot of those all this week. And we're actually headed into a full moon, super moon, the beginning day of Mercury retrograde on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So
that starts on Sunday, or it started last Sunday?
No, it starts this coming Sunday.
So it's getting warmed up. I got it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It's getting warmed up, and the full moon shows a lot of confusion, deception, and actually even deceptive actions, what I would call entrenched deceptive actions. So there's actually a lot of what we're seeing right now today that is in the full moon, supermoon chart. And let me just explain quickly about the supermoon. This is the only supermoon that we are having this year in 2017. And a supermoon is when the moon is at its closest point to Earth, mm-hmm, at the same time that we have either a full moon or a new moon. So this happens to be the only time that's going to happen.
This is a perigee full moon then?
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
And they are associated with major storms, earthquakes, volcanoes, earth changes in general, uh-huh, mudslides, whatever.
Right.
And so it's kind of a big deal to have a supermoon. And the supermoon happening on the same day that we are having Mercury retrograde start is quite significant. So right now we're hearing a lot of false news. And part of what's going to happen here, Mercury's in Sagittarius. Now, that's not a strong sign for Mercury, but it's going to move backwards and go visit Saturn again. And so we're going to figure out what's really going on here. And I think we're going to find that a lot of what we were told today is not true. So I would definitely withhold any judgment about what's going to happen, because it's definitely
we're just looking down the rabbit hole now. We have no idea where it's going or how long it is.
Yeah. That's right. We have no idea what's going to happen. But I will tell you, I did look at Trump's cycle, so we can talk about that. but this particular Mercury retrograde is really telling us to rethink our plans and reconsider our plans. And it's not just suggesting that. It's screaming it. It is telling us that, you know, you've missed something. You've misunderstood something. There's something you don't know, you haven't thought of yet. And if you would just go back and look at this again, whatever your plans are, you will discover some assistance. Could be a new technology, mm-hmm. could be a new mm-hmm. idea, could be just something out of the blue
right.
that you didn't know about. And this will help you immeasurably in your new plans for the new year. Now, how does that relate to what's going on with Flynn? We're seeing the part where it looks like there's a lot of deception going on at the moment. Now, that can also be confusion and uncertainty. So it's not always deception, but that does appear to be what's going on with the mainstream news. So I don't think we've seen the real details of that situation. We knew back in February that it was explained that Flynn had misled Pence about the nature of the phone calls, et cetera. And
right, so they right. Well, and remember Manafort, okay? And there are several players here that are deeply involved, but maybe none more deeply than Mr. Kushner. And he's got to be watched.
Yep. Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. So we have this very, very enormous big supermoon, full moon happening this Sunday. And one of the things I want to mention about this is that at the same time we're having this supermoon, full moon, Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrograde is notorious for delays. And that's delays in transportation, delays in miscommunications, and, you know, details being, you know, miscommunicated and things like that. So on top of all that, we have Jupiter in Scorpio, which is a water sign, and Jupiter likes to make things big. So big water is trying to Neptune in Pisces, which is another water sign, and Neptune is in charge of the oceans. So we're talking really big water here. And that cycle is very highlighted, shall I say, in the chart for the full moon, supermoon, which probably suggests a heck of a lot of precipitation. Now, where I am, it's pouring rain. No big deal. It pours rain here all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not worried, except, of course, we could have flooding. But people who are in other parts of the country where they typically get snow could find themselves snowed in.
How soon? This fall? This winter?
This weekend, maybe?
Oh, so so we're really on the edge of some serious energy here. All right.
Yeah, and remember, Mercury is stopped now. It's not moving. You see, it's saying, hey, whoa, we're not going anywhere. We're going to go back and relook at this stuff. So it's coming to a full stop in order to turn around on Sunday and go the other direction. So the when Mercury is slow like it is now or stopped, usually we're stopped too in some way. It's really takes a lot more patience when you're on the computer and it's not working correctly, or you're trying to get through traffic and so forth. And, you know, in the case of airplanes, mm-hmm. Which in this particular case, Mercury's in Sagittarius, which is associated with travel. So even airline travel looks like it would be impacted. And, of course, once airline travel is impacted, that means your deliveries for gifts you might be ordering or anything like that online is also impacted, depending on how far away it's coming. And of course, we know that when the East Coast shuts down for a major snowstorm, that the airplanes don't get out here and to the West Coast, and so, and parts in between. And so, you know, even though maybe our part of the country is fine, we don't have the resources for the transportation that we typically have, because those planes didn't arrive. So this month has a lot of what I would call bad weather symptoms.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
So we're talking about just excessive, or are we talking about really violent, radical bad weather?
Well, it, certainly excessive, but the supermoon can make it more violent.
Mm-hmm. You know, there, people don't know this, but as the moon passes over, let's just say, imagine your mind's eye, you're looking at the 48 states.
Okay.
As the moon passes over, it actually exerts gravity on the planet to the extent that there's what they call an earth tide.
Yes.
The land, the ground, actually rises toward the moon. I think it's 2 or 3 feet.
Wow, I didn't know it was that much.
It's a lot. I may be wrong, but that's my memory of it.
Well, and of course we know that it a full moon and a new moon both have bigger tides. And when you get a super moon, you get like a super big or a super low tide.
Right.
Because of the super moon. And, of course, that's just the most easily visible impact of a super moon. But there are a lot of associations with, you know, major storms, earthquakes, volcanoes, although at the moment, if you're paying attention to, like, say, Dutch Sense or any of those people who really monitor earthquakes, you'll see that the entire Earth is just undergoing an incredible number of earthquakes all the time. And so, although supermoons can be associated with earthquakes and volcanoes, I doubt we would notice. Because there are just so many of them happening all the time now.
I have a question.
Constant.
You mentioned this guy, Dutch Sense.
Dutch Sense.
But it's
Dutch
it's not it's
is
but
gr-
it it's if you notice, it's not sense. It's spelled S-I-N-S-E. It's as if he doesn't understand how to spell the word sense. He's not a foreigner. But I used to say to myself, how could anyone make that egregious of a spelling error unless it was intentional? And then I tried to figure out what the hell sense means. S-I-N-S-E, not S-I-N-C-E, S-I-N-S-E.
Right.
It's a misspell of sense. It has
right.
to be. And it's
well,
persistent.
Well, I think actually he did misspell it intentionally, but I don't know all the reasons behind that. It's been quite a while since I started watching some of his stuff, but his earthquake stuff is quite amazing in terms of accuracy and his understanding of how the energies are moving through the planet and why they go where they go. So he's actually onto something that we haven't seen before. And I, you know, if you're in an area like I am where there's a higher potential for earthquakes, I always recommend people to kind of check in now and then, see what's happening to the slow slip on the West Coast and things like that. So I did look at, before I get off of this, I want to talk about Flynn and this situation.
Right.
I looked at Trump's chart, both for this today, for the full moon, and the winter solstice, which I'll talk about shortly. And the winter solstice is useful because it tells us what to expect over the next 3 months. And that also does show bad weather conditions for the next 3 months.
It's going to be an intense winter over most of North America, with excessive snowfall and precipitation. That's what you're projecting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, even places that don't normally get snow, like my area doesn't typically get snow, or if it does, it melts in a matter of minutes or hours. Mm-hmm. Even areas that don't typically get it can get snow this year, and they can get significant amounts of it. So I just recommend people to be prepared, you know. Always have extra supplies on hand. Always have, you know, extra blankets or batteries or whatever you might need in case you end up without power and so forth. You know, it's just practical.
Well, it's common sense, of course. And how many people are actually prepared? A very small percentage.
That is unfortunately true, but perhaps your listeners are better prepared. So,
I would hope so. Yeah.
Yes, I would certainly hope so, yeah. So Trump is actually in amazingly good shape for his cycles. But he's really what I would call in warrior mode. This made me think about the indictments, that we keep hearing these rumors about these big numbers of indictments that, you know, I think it was first it was 400, and then I saw 1,800, and then I saw 2,500, and then I heard 4,000.
You're talking about pedophilia indictments.
Yeah, pedophilia indictments.
It's my understanding that 99% of the arrested and indicted so far are 25 years of age and under.
Really?
Yes. I can't prove it. That's what I've been reading, though.
Wow.
So there are no big fish, a lot of little fish.
Well, that's another thing that you have to be careful about what you're reading now, because, like I said, there's a lot of disinformation out right now that we don't know for sure if it's accurate.
Well, let me say one other thing. Hold on.
Yeah.
This whole pedophilia thing is being swept to the side and pushed back in the closet by what? The allegations of sexual abuse, sex assaults, inappropriate sexual behavior being leveled against a lot of very well-known people by women. Now, this is another, in my view, this didn't just happen. It's another device. Maybe it started on its own a little bit here and there, but it was picked up and capitalized upon by the controllers who want to avert people from looking at the pedophile issue. And I don't want to hear about Pizzagate.
Right.
And hear about how horrible these men are toward women all of a sudden. Now we're back to a heterosexual venue rather than a homosexual venue. It's all about these dirty old men that can't keep their zippers up.
Right.
But it's not that simple. And
right.
I don't approve of it. And I have, as all of you know, I've been one of the staunchest people who are outraged by the rape of women and the abuse of women by all of these Islamic imbeciles, morons.
Oh, absolutely.
Criminals. Yeah. Horrible.
It is.
But
horrible.
I must say, in all fairness, this is a very easy venue for false allegations to be perpetrated. People who have a grudge to settle, easy to do it. Yeah, such and such did this or that to me. Now,
right.
In most cases, they're probably telling the truth. But it's very easy to set somebody up to do great harm to reputation and name with a false allegation. It's a piece of cake.
Yes, that's correct. And, of course, that seems to be what is happening with Roy Moore. But, you know, we don't know exactly, but we do know that that nice little yearbook never went any place to be evaluated, which looked a little bit suspicious there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
let me say one other thing.
Okay.
It really bothers me because the whole idea of male female is as old as males and females.
Right.
Women want to be attractive, and they feel bad or badly when the man that they are hoping will be attracted to them is in fact not attracted to them. Many women will take that as an ego affront. And they will begin to carry a grudge.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, women can be very provocative sexually. That's name
true.
Of the game.
Yeah.
I know a lot of men, it's happened to me. in the workplace. Women have come on to me, and I don't have any interest. I'm working. I've got work to do. That's not my game.
Right.
And they get angry, and then they won't talk to you for a while. This happens all the time. And when these things started to happen, I said to myself, my God, who's safe from revenge?
Oh. Well, and let me just put an astrological spin on this whole piece. You see, when Jupiter moved into Scorpio, which is the sign associated with sex, is Scorpio. And Jupiter is associated with justice, by the way. It's not always effective, but it's associated with justice in the legal system. When Jupiter moved into Scorpio, there was a Sun and Mercury were exactly square to Pluto at the time. So this was kind of a signal that a lot of sexual, and not just sexual, but power abuses, because Scorpio is also associated with power. So, and usually whenever there's a sexual abuse, usually there's also a power abuse tied into it, right? So these things all start happening, and I had alerted, and at the very same time, maybe like 5 days before, we had Venus conjunct Mars in Virgo, which is the sign of the priest and the priestess basically coming together for a sacred marriage. And they were square to Saturn, and they were opposite your Chiron, suggesting that there were old wounds associated with sexuality and, you know, just male-female relationships in general.
Right. Well, we could talk about this for days, but I got to take a break right now. So hang on. We'll come right back and pick this up. It's a real big issue. And
it is.
Here's an attractive young woman who takes a fancy to a particular man, and she dresses up and does, you know, hair and all that, and he won't have anything to do with her. Well, if she were someone without conscience, morals, she could easily make an allegation against that person. Yeah, he touched my leg, and that was a sexually inappropriate thing to do. He's a pervert, he's a lecher, whatever. This has to be all dealt with very carefully now, in my opinion. Now, I'm not talking about Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose and people like that who are clearly, obviously...
Those are probably going on for quite some time.
Well,
nobody's going to talk about them.
No, there's your power thing. They've got power and they abuse it. But it can work both ways.
That's
the issue.
Yes, that's correct.
So hold on a minute. We'll come right back. Okay, back with Madeline, talking about lots of things. Okay, one more comment about women and men. Women in this culture today, and men to a large degree, who are being made more and more effeminate all the time. We don't understand how and why as a culture, but it's happening. I can tell you how and why, and all of you listening probably know.
Both of us can.
Yeah. But the real issue here is men really are confused as to their role. Women are equally as confused as to their role. They're the predators now. I'm using that in lowercase.
Right.
They're the seekers. They're the hunters, huntresses. And the men basically are often being sought after. And if a woman has this thing about her looks and her appearance, and that's what the culture tells women is most important, how you look, and if you're hot, you know, if you're not, you're in trouble. So a man rejects a woman. He's married or he's not interested. And a woman then comes back after him again and again and tries even harder, does provocative things. There are all kinds of little body language things you can do, all
right.
kinds of ways to dress
right.
and to try to provoke a man. And if it doesn't work, and I've had experience with this, women will become your number one enemy, that particular woman. They will hate you if they don't get what they want. That's sad but true. So it's a very difficult situation.
Certain type of consciousness that we have had a lot of that over thousands of years, actually. And we're actually at the moment in the process of moving beyond that type of consciousness, which we, you know, those of us who are working on ascension information would call that 3D or third dimensional polarity thinking. And so the Earth at the moment is in the process of ascending to a higher dimension. And because of that, or maybe because of the processes that the Earth is going through at the moment, we are getting much, much higher frequencies than we used to have. And so people are either ready for them. In other words, they've done a lot of internal work. They've worked on perhaps what we would call their dark side or their shadow side, and perhaps even awaken to their spiritual path. Those people who have done that kind of work are having an easier time of handling those higher frequencies. But even all of us who have done a lot of spiritual and internal work still have challenges with these very high frequencies that are coming into the Earth now on a regular basis, because we're literally flying through that part of the galaxy where they exist, and the sun is giving us more and more of these very, very high frequency energies. So yes, you know, that has been a major issue with male-female relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is up for review with Jupiter in Scorpio. It's going to sextile Pluto here pretty soon. So whether it's individual sexual abuse or pedophilia in any form, we still have the same kind of pattern, basically. So all this stuff was basically waiting, the timing of it. You see, Harvey Weinstein, you know, he got nailed the day that Jupiter went into Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
he was the first one. But, you know, I agree with you that they are trying to do this in order to take
it's more misdirection.
Off of the pedophilia.
Absolutely.
But it's all part of the same thing.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
And
yes.
It's all going to come out in the next year. Jupiter's going to be there for until November of next year. So all of this stuff is coming out within the next year. So what I was saying about Trump right now is that his transits and his you know, this supermoon and the winter solstice, it all looks like he is in very strongly supported position, and that he is in what I would call super warrior mode. I don't know. If I were the cabal, I think I would be pretty worried about being arrested, actually. So I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. But Trump looks pretty strong. He does have a pretty rough cycle from the cabal that looks like they're going to continue their power play, but it's almost over, and by the end of this month or early January, they will really be what I call out of range, meaning that they will have given it their best shot, and it looks like they will fail. also, you know, based on his cycles, you know, I wouldn't give you a nickel for him being taken out. But on the other hand, we all know that we're quite powerful and that our thoughts create things. So we have to be careful how we think and talk about this. We don't want to put out the message that we expect Trump to be taken out, because that would help to create that. And that's exactly how the cabal works. They do everything they can to put fear into people so they'll be focused on what they fear. And that's what helps to create it and pull it into manifestation. So we want to avoid anything like that. We want to see Trump being protected and effective. Protected and effective at arresting these people and, you know, getting the republic back, basically, from the deep state.
Well, it's been gone for over 100 years.
Well, 1913. At least we could maybe get a part of it. Would be good.
Well, right now we do not have a government of, by, and for the people.
Well, that's for sure.
Not this people, anyway, and some other people.
Yeah, some
rich
other people. That's right. Yeah, so it's definitely worth seeing Trump protected and effective, so that we don't just hand it over to the cabal.
Well, I think the big lesson in this is, once again, how quickly the trained and controlled mainstream Zionist media can literally take enormous stories and make them vanish. Just gone.
Yes.
They're gone.
Yes. Yes, they certainly did that today, didn't they? And,
yeah.
And actually, if you look at his indictment, there's nothing there that we didn't know. I mean...
Well, when you say his indictment, what are you talking about exactly?
Well, when I looked at his...
Trump has not been indicted.
No, I'm talking about Flynn.
Well, he just copped a plea is what he did.
Yeah. But if you look at the, indictment... Mm-hmm. You know, it was about, this. I think it was December 22nd and December 29th phone calls that he had with the ambassador of Russia. And yet,
now
you
these,
know,
let me say one thing, and it's true, and I've said this a long time ago. When you have a transition and you have an international venue that has to be taken care of and somehow made to work in a fluid way to come under the aegis of a new regime, you've got to reach out to people. You have to talk to them.
Right, absolutely. And that, so, there's nothing illegal about that at all.
No.
And the only reason why it ever came to light in the first place was because they were illegally wiretapping him.
Oh, you of know, course.
So, you know, so who's the criminal? You know, I heard quite a bit of news from people that should have known better, saying that, you know, well, if these phone calls occurred before the election, when it clearly stated in the indictment that they were from, like, late December after the election, you know, I was like, yeah, what's going on there? You know, they're putting out false information on a regular basis and putting fear into people.
Right.
So, but let me talk about the winter solstice for a few minutes here, because this is kind of important. And before I tell you about that, I want to mention one other thing, which is that, and this relates to all the things we're talking about, which is that there's a cycle right now about related to explosive news for the USA. This is Uranus overhead, square the USA, Mercury. And, of course, we're seeing some of this explosive news right now. But also, I think the pedophilia news will be explosive. I think the Internet, the control for the Internet to remain open and unbiased, that's another war piece that's going on at the moment based on that particular cycle. And so there's a lot of vigilance that's needed at this time in terms of the Internet neutrality. And so that we're going to see that going on until at least the end of January and possibly even the end of February. So that would be the time period when the most is happening. Not to say that we won't see anything further after that, but for sure during that time period. And then on December 19th, Saturn is going to move into Capricorn. Now, this is important because this is kind of a changing of the taskmaster. And the new taskmaster or managers, however you want to look at it, is very results-oriented. Mm-hmm. This is Saturn in Capricorn. He likes to take a long-term view. He's not interested in excuses. He wants to see you achieve your goals. And darn it, you better well do it, or you're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about this Saturn in Capricorn, which is important from a weather point of view, is that things are going to get colder. So that's for 2.5 years, but of course this is the first winter. Next winter will also be colder. And then by the third winter, you know, it'll be off into Aquarius, which may not be all that warm either, actually. So, but for sure, right away, I just want to reiterate that we can expect colder weather, and particularly right before Christmas holidays. It looks very challenging to travel between December 19th and December 25th. So if you're going to travel
well,
for
that's
the holidays...
Well, that's interesting, the 19th to the 25th. Did you see the story yesterday that American Airlines has 15,000 Christmas week flights and no pilots to fly
what?
The planes?
Oh, my God, that's... unbelievable. But that's exactly what I'm looking at. Very hard to travel that week. So I encourage you, if you're flying that week, you better go early, because it might take you multiple days to get to where you're going. And seriously, because Mercury is slowed down to stopped on the 22nd. It doesn't even move to the next degree until the 26th.
Uh-huh.
So it's very slow, and the cold and the snow and precipitation is likely to make it a lot worse. But
well, they've got 15,000 flights, and we do have a large unemployment pool, don't we? Maybe we should get some pilots.
Well, it'd take a little while to train, I understand. I don't know how fast they can do that.
It's. I think what they're doing is trying to overbook intentionally so they can fill up other flights. That's my guess.
Man.
So they won't be running at 65 or 75%. They'll be running 90 to 95% because they'll have to push people into flights with pilots. It's always a good thing when there's a pilot. It's like, it's always good to have a scheduled... as many scheduled landings as you have takeoffs. That's always nice.
That's always handy, isn't it? The other thing I want to mention about this Saturday in Capricorn, although it's a little early to possibly remember this, but over the next 2.5 years, Saturn is going to conjunct Pluto while it's there. And it'll start being in range of that next year in January, late January next year. Mm-hmm. And it's going to just stay in range all of 2019. So this means that this is the cycle that is associated with starting new structures, transforming old structures into mm-hmm. something new. And we're talking about permanent changes, not something that you could go back to something previous. That's not going to happen with Saturn and Pluto. So this is a little sort of heads up that we're heading into the direction of these new structures, these new processes, but we're going to have to wait until roughly January of 2020 for them to really start getting started. But we're definitely getting there. So people will start talking about these new structures, but they won't actually get probably implemented until 2020. So the winter solstice talks about what's ahead for the next 3 months. And of major concern with that chart is that Neptune is right on the ascendant of the chart. Now, that suggests there could be flooding in the U.S., but it doesn't have to be flooding. It could be...
I predict, Madeline, there will be flooding in the U.S. You think I might be right?
I think it's very likely. It definitely looks very, very intense for flooding. And, you know, that would probably be East Coast, because the chart is for Washington, D.C., which is the capital. So it would most likely be East Coast that would have this problem. But it could also be just, you know, a huge snowstorm or something like that. Doesn't have to necessarily be from rain. The other thing that's going on is that there's still a lot of disinformation, a lot of confusion, a lot of deception, and a lot of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So that's for the first 3 months until we get to the spring equinox. And I haven't had a chance to look at the spring equinox yet, so I don't, you know, I looked at it a year ago, right? So, but I will be doing that soon. And so, you know, the first part of the year still has a lot of this stuff in it. And that part is challenging. But the good news about the flooding cycle is that that cycle, which is Jupiter trine Neptune, is also great for envisioning wonderful new opportunities. And so if we focus on that, we really could have some excellent things get started in the new year. And I do want to just quickly mention that the new year really only has a couple of months, 2.5 months to get things started, really, January through early, or the first half.
What do you mean to get things started? What do you mean?
Well, we're going to run into Mercury retrograde at the end of March, and
again after this time around. Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah, that's the next one, which makes it hard to start something. And then after that, we're going to run into this period of about 5 months when Mars is going to square Uranus. It's very volatile, explosive energy. So we'll see and possibly that is all related to the mid-year or the mid-cycle, you know, election. So, you know, that could be a lot of it. It's the election next year. It doesn't actually get cleaned up until sometime in October. So it's not a good energy to start new companies under. It's typically too explosive. Things, you go along and you think you have something good going, and then all of a sudden it blows up in your face. Mm-hmm. It's not a good cycle to start a business under. It's you could launch a new product under it during part of that time, not during the Mars retrograde, but during part of the time you could, but only probably if your product related to some type of breakthrough situation. So if you have that kind of situation, you might be able to use part of that time. But it's a rough time because we have Mars going retrograde in June, July, part of August. And those are time periods when you would not want to start a new project anyways, or start a new company or launch something important. Because you're really supposed to be doing your strategic planning for the next 2 years, and so you're...
Who plans 2 years ahead? Wow.
Yeah, you need to plan 2 years, yeah.
Most people can't plan 2 weeks.
Well, you want to have kind of a general intention.
Right.
A general intention of where you'd like to see yourself. You know,
right.
So, but
all
you're right.
Right,
there's a lot of things that happen in 2 years that make it hard to plan anything specific.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. When we come back, we'll be able to take your questions from Madeline, if you have any comments. And the number is, as always, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Be right back.